As the droid spoke, the turbolift door opened with a soft chime, and R2-D2 rolled out of the tube. Luke motioned him toward the reception counter.
"Isolate this deck," Luke ordered, "and see if anyone knows where we are yet." "You're kidding, right?" said a Mandalorian.
Luke turned back to find that the now helmetless guards appeared to be brother and sister, with the same blue eyes, golden blonde hair, and broad flat faces.
"The Stara has already put out an alert?" he asked.
The woman, who looked no more than 22, frowned in confusion.
"The Stara?
The Sith girl giving orders around here?" Leia said. "The one who flies that round spacecraft with the pulsing veins and hawkbat wings?"
"They mean Lady Rain,"
the young man said to his sister. He turned to Luke.
"And yeah, she just ordered us to hold you. The entire security force is on its way up."
As the Mandalorian spoke, a bitter note came to his force aura, and Luke knew the claim was a lie.
He leaned close. "That had better be the last time you try to bluff me."
Luke paused, waiting for a name to rise to the top of the Mandalorian's mind, then finally said,
"Joram."
Joram's eyes widened in alarm, but he said,
"It hardly matters, Jedi."
He glanced at the floor.
"With the trail you two are leaving, the Nargons will be on you in about 3 minutes flat."
Luke looked down to find a pool of red spreading around his feet, and a similar one around Leia's.
"The kid has a point," Leia said.
"We need to do something about these wounds, and soon."
R2-D2 gave a whistle, then rolled out from behind the reception counter and stopped in the mouth of an adjacent corridor. Before following, Luke stepped behind the counter and tripped the RC-7 circuit breaker. Used his lightsaber to disable the computer interface sockets. R2-D2 tweedled impatiently.
"What's down there?"
Leia asked the female Mando.
"The executive infirmary," she replied.
"Then what are we waiting for?"
Luke asked, motioning the Mandalorians after R2-D2.
"We'll all go. Pick up your helmets and fall in."
Joram glanced at his sister, then shrugged and did as he was told. Luke and Leia retrieved the pair's blaster pistols and followed, using force flashes to momentarily blind the surveillance cams they passed every 10 meters or so. Soon, the Molaristone floors and walls gave way to polished Durasteel, and they came to a pair of transparent doors that automatically drew aside as they approached.